Okay.
You the boss. Are you the boss?
Of the Cameron experience.
Whatever. So you can. So you want to get the you want to get the front lead next time?
No, go ahead, baby. I'm just talking shit. Okay. I'll let you lead, and I'll follow. Okay.
Okay. Is that how you do it? How you do it, babe? Say it. Do it.
What?
The little okay shits.
Okay.
Nah, I do.
What?
I don't know how it go.
Man, he looks so young right there. With his little red do-rag
now. This knowledge. This knowledge. Knowledge God is let's talk about it. Talk is let's talk about it. This Let's talk about it. Shit, this is episode
who you and Kiwana?
Now, when me and Mercedes get on the phone, it's something totally different because we got a whole totally different relationship than me and her sister did.
Right.
So, it's just different. If she was to call me and say, "What's up, bitch?" I would feel so awkward because we don't have that kind of relationship. Like, what? Is she high or drunk or something? That's how I would feel because we don't talk to each other like that. We don't have that kind of bond or relationship. So, I would never say that to her. I would never call because we don't even talk on the phone. So, that would be so awkward to me.
So, even though you would feel awkward, would you be mad about it?
No, I wouldn't be mad. I'd just be like, that was weird. That's what I would be thinking in my mind. Like, wow, that was weird. Because it would definitely be different to me. For sure.
Now, flip it and let it be a dude that's your best friend. And he ain't gay, though. And he hit you with it. But he hit you with it in a way to where he trying to tell you a story. But it's like, you know what I'm saying, on some crazy shit. Because
I'm still going to be like, are you gay?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, so that's, I don't know.
For a straight man to be like, bitch.
Yeah, of course that'd be on some different shit, but I'm just saying, like, don't look at it as on no gay shit, just on the disrespect and respect level. You know what I'm saying?
There's no way not to look at it being gay. There's no way not to look at him as having some fruit in his tank, some sugar.
Yeah, I know that a dude ain't gonna say that. I'm saying that to say that. When dudes say it to females versus when females say it to females, it just hit different.
You know what I'm saying? It does hit different because that would be...
I don't think it's too much of nothing. It's nothing that a female can say to a dude that a dude can say to a dude that'll hit different. Or do you think? Right, do you think so? Don't get like that. No, don't do that. I'm just asking. Why are you acting like that?
You get on my nerves.
What?
Yes, you do.
Because I'm secretly recording you.
I should press charges on you for secretly recording me. No, I'ma sue you.
Damn. Well, you ain't gonna get them but what we already got. It's just gonna be called yours and shit. Now it's mine, bitch.
You childish.
But nah, though. You don't wanna answer the question?
What'd you ask me, honey?
What did I ask you? I don't know. I can't remember now. I don't know. I can't remember.
I can't remember neither. I wasn't listening to you because I seen that you was recording.
No. I know it was something about some dudes asked. Some dude. I know we talked about that about the being. You couldn't look past it being gay or whatever the fuck.
I mean, because that'd be crazy, like, a person that, a man that's not gay,
to say,
and
of
we're
course.
Friends, like, bitch, why such and such? I'd be like, what?
All right. Let me ask this. All right, so me and you getting intimate,
mm-hmm.
and as we're doing our thing.
That's different.
And I call you a bitch.
That's different.
So what's different about it?
Because for one, you're into it, you know? It's some people's into that. That's some people, I mean, I ain't gonna look up at you while you in the middle of a pump. Like, why the fuck did you just call me a bitch?
So would you not, so you personally.
I wouldn't care.
I'm about to start sliding my bitches in there. What are you doing? It? Bitch.
You know what? I'm done. If that's the way you gonna say it, then you might as well keep it to yourself.
So it all depends on how.
I mean, that would be weird as fuck. Like, why are you saying it like that,
bitch? Since they're tearing it up, bitch, you'd be like, hold the fuck on.
Yeah, I mean, some people is that's what some people's into. I mean, hey, whatever floats their boat. Mm-hmm. To me, that I'm gonna tell you, I probably wouldn't. That probably wouldn't be a turn on for me, though. It probably wouldn't be because that's not nothing I'm used to.
Right? Yeah, you probably. I think you would stop for a second, or you at least look at me like, "Hold on, this nigga just."
I don't know what I would do, but I don't feel like that would be a turn on to me. I probably wouldn't come at all.
Yeah, you probably.
Like you just blew my nut.
All the way. Like, did this nigga? And it's questions afterwards. After I rolled the fuck over. So, babe, you really just called me a bitch? Like, what the fuck was that? Yeah, I can see myself explaining myself over that shit.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I don't know, though. That. I mean, because I remember when I was little. How it'll just blow my mind mm-hmm. how females would just stay calling each other bitches. As soon as a dude said it, it'll just be just murder. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And then, too, what you gotta realize, too, babe, is that females saying it to each other is on a certain level of maturity, too.
What you mean?
Because it's. When you're younger, you say a lot of things because you're still young. You're still immature. As years go by, a lot of the things you used to say back then, you don't know more because you've grown up and you've matured. So what I'm saying is half of the sayings and all that, you think the ones that's right now still going to be saying that shit in 10 more years? No, because they're not going to be that same person no more. They're going to be on a whole different level, so... There's a lot of things that I say now that I didn't used to. There's a lot of words that I use that I didn't used to because I didn't probably know nothing about it. And if I did know, you know, my maturity level wasn't at that point yet. So, you know, it probably just depends, you know, on who your relationship, who you're dealing with, who you're talking to, what kind of environment you're in. All of that plays a big role.
How you think white people say it? White ladies and shit to each other?
What, bitch?
Yeah, when they be talking. Like, bitch, guess what?
Yeah, I believe they do.
Hey, what was I about to say?
Yeah, I don't think it's a race thing. I believe they do.
On the real...
It just probably depends on, too, their relationship that they have with certain people.
With certain people. I think that the word bitch, as far as females go, when they talk to each other, I think that girlfriend was replaced with bitch.
Yeah, girlfriend, sweetie.
I'm saying because I remember back in the day hearing my mom talk on the phone. Girlfriend, whoop whoop whoop, this, that, and the third. They get to start talking their little shit. Now mm-hmm. It's bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then they get to start talking their little shit. So I think that was kind of replaced with... I'm saying that too because I don't hear nobody saying girlfriend no more. I have never, the whole time we've been together, I never heard you say, girlfriend.
No, or, but you really... And,
or that's my girlfriend. You be like, shit, that's my bitch. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't say that shit no more.
But I really don't even say that's my bitch, neither. I don't really say that. I don't.
On that end, not you, but I'm just saying females, period.
Yeah.
The only
person that you ever have heard me say bitch to, only two people, and has been Mercedes and Marquita. That's it. Them, because that's how we talk to each other.
And Tyler, back when I was school.
Yeah, you can't, yeah.
And Chaz, back when I was school.
Yeah, but I'm saying the most was Marquita and Mercedes. Yeah. Them was the main ones. But, yeah, other than that, everybody else I talk to, because we got certain relationships. We got certain bonds.
I don't think dudes got a word that we say to each other if we real cool, and then nigga can't say it if you ain't that cool with them. I don't think we got a word. It's just certain ways, you know, certain ways you talk to people, I guess, when you a dude. You know, like how I talk. If I talk to a nigga I just met, the way I talk, they be like, this nigga want to fight, or, you know what I'm saying? Who fuck this nigga, or, you know what I mean? Whatever the fuck, they probably wouldn't like me. But if you know me, and I, you know what I'm saying, it's different. But,
yeah, you gotta realize that you're not a likable person, honey.
Damn, why you say that?
You're not. When people first meet you, because you do come off a certain way. Yeah. And unless they do stick around to try to get to know you, then you're not gonna be liked. You right. Got asshole with your ways about you. You know that. So when people's first impression is that they don't, a lot of them don't be liking you. Till they give you a chance. And then they'll know, oh, this is just his personality. But to just off the rip meet you, a lot of people be thinking you a certain kind of way.
Yeah. Probably. I probably do got asshole-ish ways.
But that's not, to me, it's different. Because I've been with you for 10 years. So it's different for me. So when a lot of my family done met you over the years that you hadn't met before, and they'll ask me, like, man, did, you know, it seemed this, he seemed this way or he seemed that way, and I'll say, that's his personality. That's not really how he is. And they actually conversate with you or something. Then they're like, oh, Fred's cool as fuck. But their first impression a lot of the times of you is, like, you don't like them because you're not smiling a lot. You're not a people person. You know that. We've been together too long. You're not a people person. That's why when we was cooking, I wanted to be the forefront of greeting people. Agreed. Because you're not a friendly type of person off the rip. It has to be somebody to actually really conversate with you to figure out that this nigga really is cool as hell. But they're not going to know that when they're buying food.
It just be that I'm real observant. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know people done asked me this before, like, bro, why don't you be talking? But my thing be, if I don't know you, what the fuck am I going to say? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't know you, how can I hold a real conversation with you or really get to, or really talk to you for real if I don't know you? So I just sit back and I just get to start watching motherfuckers and I pick out, like, yeah, I probably fuck with them. I probably, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Just from me watching their personalities. And sometimes it takes me more than one time to do this shit. But then in the midst of it, when they try to speak to me, I do be standoffish because I'm not done observing you yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that is and shit, but I've always been like that. Just, I just got to just watch a motherfucker and just be like, man, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, they seem cool. They seem, all right, let me see for a little while longer or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck the case may be. Sometimes a motherfucker will be cool right off bat sometimes, though, too. And that's what I don't be understanding. Like, sometimes I can just meet a motherfucker and sometimes I can think they cool right off back. Or sometimes it'll take me a minute for motherfuckers. It'll just be the circumstances, I guess.
Yeah. Me, personally, when I go somewhere where I really probably only know one person there or I'm going into an environment with, I'm going, say, for example, I'm going somewhere with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know none of the people.
Right.
I'll speak. I'm going to be friendly and all of that. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't give a fuck about these people because I don't know them. So I'm not even going to take the time out to get to do none of that. They speak to me. I'll speak to them. I'm a friend. I'm going to be friendly, whatever. I don't, when I leave here, I don't know none of y'all motherfuckers. So I don't even care to do none of that. You speak to me, I'll speak to you, and the night goes on. I'm going home, you're going home. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's just the way I be putting it. Now, of course, you know, I done heard from people that I look like I'm upset, or I'm looking mean, or whatever.
Yeah, we both got that.
Yeah, I can't control that shit. I'm not going to be smiling 24/7, so right. Hey, it is what it is.
And see, I think that's another difference between females and dudes, too. You don't get a lot of females where they meet and then they just hit it off. Sometimes you do, but it be certain circumstances. Like, say a conversation come up about a fucked up dude, and then, you know, the females get to agreeing with each other. They kind of get cool like that. Or, you know what I mean? Something to happen. I've been in certain situations to where, like, I think it was Mercedes and them's Halloween party. Mm-hmm. I ain't know none of them motherfuckers there. And I think I was on my way to get something out the car. And I seen a dude, I think it was some Black and Miles or something. I wanted to buy one from him, brought one from him. I got the freaking it and talking to him. And before you know it, me and this nigga talking like we fucking best buddies and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like this nigga was cool as fuck. It's not too many times where females do that shit. It be a lot of times where dudes be like, oh man, this my, you know what I mean? Like, we get to start, like, this mm-hmm. nigga, like, this my first time me even meeting this nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? But y'all don't do that shit too many times that I done seen anyway.
Yeah, I can agree.
It's always
like, I'm not, but me personally, I'm not that freely to let my guard down with nobody. To say this is my, oh, we cool. No. Uh-uh. Yeah. We in a social setting. I mean, I'll speak. I ain't going to sit here and, now there has been people that I've met, females and males, that I picked up a bad spirit off of them. Something about them that I didn't like.
You definitely
did that. That we didn't mash. We just don't. So that person, say we're in a social setting and I pick up on that when I meet that person, mm-hmm. I'm going to do my best to stay clear of them because I done picked up something off of them that I don't like. Right. That's making me feel some kind of way. So I've ran into females like that in my lifetime. Like, there's something about her I can't get with. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's probably some people that's done felt that way about me. I can't control that. But we done been out, you know, numerous times, and it's some of my friends' friends or whatever, and they, you know, for whatever reason, all of us go out and put us all together. There's bound to be probably somebody that you're not going to see.
Eye to eye with.
Yeah, that you're not going to be, y'all's vibes is not going to be feeling each other or something. And to this day, I never could ever tell you what it was. But it just was a certain feeling I didn't have with certain people. Like, oh yeah, something, you know, and it made me feel like, yeah, something about this bitch is off. That by the end of the night, I might have to knock this bitch out.
That usually happens with females more than dudes, though, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, and it could very well be true. But because, I know, I'm sure you done met some niggas like, man, nah, this nigga on one. Me, I can tell I might have to fuck dude up.
Yeah. Yeah. See, but
it might not end up going that way, but your guard is up against this person because you already done felt him when you done met him already. There's something that made you have the feeling that you're feeling. So all the off the rip, you're already in the back of your mind already knowing that this might go left. So because me and him is something here. We're our energy's off with each other.
Are now
personalities clash. Everybody's personalities don't go together.
Right, right. But all right, so, and I'm not saying this is what everybody, every female, every male, nothing like that. It's just what I have experienced. Like when it comes to females, like you can throw a bunch of different females that don't know each other in a group setting. It can be a female that's kind of catty or sadity. You know what I'm saying? Like, say y'all in a group setting and they hand out y'all some sheets and some covers or something. And a little cot, you know what I'm saying? A little mattress and shit to lay on. Nobody say nothing, but it's probably like that one motherfucker. Oh my God, I can't sleep on this and da-da-da-da, this and the third. Like, with the females, they end up being the target. Oh, this bitch must think she the shit. Whoop-de-whoop-whoop, and this bitch think this, that, and the third.
Yeah, and that depends on that person's mindset, because then, to me, I'm not going to think she's all of that. I'm going to go ask her, are you all right?
Yeah, no.
That's just my personal.
Right, yeah. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, shit to be happening.
Yeah, she would get looked at as she thinks she's all that. But it's not going to be from everybody. It's going to determine their personality of how that person already is. Because everybody's mind is not just going to automatically jump to she thinks she's all that. You're going to have people that's going to feel like she thinks she's all that, the shit. Then you're going to have people like, oh, well, let me go see if I can make this situation for her better. So we can get through it together. Because, hell, I might not have voiced it out loud, but I might feel the same way she's feeling. About this bony-ass car and blanket.
Right. No, but, babe, I'm not saying all of that, babe. Just ride with me real quick. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just roll with me.
I know what you're saying. She probably is going to get looked at like that, but I don't think it's going to be everybody against her, one person.
I don't think everybody is, but what I'm saying is it's going to be, you know, majority, and I think the ones who's not going to be looking at her like that, they ain't gonna do shit against the ones that is. And the ones that is, they gonna handle their business and do what they do. Now, I'm saying that to say, if it was 50 Brown and some dudes would do the same thing, you know, some niggas would probably get laughed at real quick. But it's not gonna be like, oh, like, certain situations it would be. Like a jail situation or something, the nigga, like a dude will look at him as food. Oh, he crying about this shit. Okay, I'm about to get him. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just talking about, like, just on some, like, say if it's like a shelter or just like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all done went out somewhere. Y'all done won a trip somewhere. And, you know, this is what y'all get type shit. Mm-hmm. That type of situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, like the girl is always going to be looked at as food towards the other females way before the dude is. Like, a dude say something like that, certain niggas are... Most things be like, yeah, man, fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fucking probably agree with it. You know what I'm saying? Before they call him, oh, he's a ditty. And, oh, shit, you know, he think he the shit, this and the third. Like a lot of shit that fucks it up with niggas is the shit talking. It's when dudes be in a group setting and it's that one nigga that's talking all the shit. Yeah, nigga, I usually knock niggas out and this, that, and the third.
Yeah, but then let's go back to the cover shit. It's going to depend on, too, the mindset of the dudes that's in there with him acting all, whatever, however he's acting about the blanket. It's going to be something that's going to feel like, oh, this nigga's in here whining like a bitch about this blanket.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be something that's going to be probably feel like that. Like, too, yeah, this bald-ass blanket. Da-da-da-da. Then it's going to be some, oh, this nigga probably gay, because look how he's acting over this blanket. Shut the fuck up. It's going to be so many ways that can go, you know?
Yeah, but all I'm saying that, you know, so what I'm saying, all right, like, you know, it's like you can go to a, you know, it's like a reality show setting. Like, once again, you got the group of females, they're the ones some shit. They get there, they pick their rooms out. Blanket situation. The same situation. Mm-hmm. That can cause some shit. Way more than if it's a dude situation where they done won some shit. They all gather and they do be like, oh man, fuck this blanket. Niggas, they really ain't gonna care about that shit too much. Like, I done seen that shit so many times to where, on the female side, the smallest little shit, they be fooled instantly. Oh, this bitch think that she the shit. She think that whoop the whoop this that. Or she think that da 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 da.
Yeah, I would hope. I would hope if these are supposed to be straight men, I would hope that they wouldn't be so sensitive to even be going through all that over no blanket. That's what separates. That's why a woman's a woman, a man is a man.
Right. Anyway. It's not. It don't even have to be nothing that you're going through.
No, I'm saying what you're saying is the example. But this is what I'm trying to say. Of course, we're feminine. We're catty. Most females. So it could be something small, and then that set it off for the whole thing. I'm hoping it wouldn't be that way for a man. You know, I hope it wouldn't go that way, but I mean, you don't never know.
Yeah, you
I'm
don't.
Hoping that it wouldn't.
I don't know. It just, all I'm saying is at the end of the day, it's just some things that girls, it seemed like in a lot of settings, girls just don't get along. It just seemed like that. Certain settings, females, especially if they don't know each other, oh my God. Let the smallest little shit come out their mouth and shit, they gonna be like, oh, this bitch. Or this bitch. And then it's gonna be on.
That's what I said. Females is catty.
Yeah, y'all low key a little different and shit. Like, it take a little minute for the dudes to really rev up and get to that point to where they ain't liking each other. Like, you
yeah,
know,
to
like
me, to me, if that, yeah, to me, I mean, because it goes with being a woman, you know, that just goes with being a woman, you know. It's not nothing that you could really explain.
Yeah,
that's just how women are.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not really quick to be around no new bitches. I'm not too fond of it. Because it's too much.
Hey, you do not have to put the on the knot. I'm not.
I'm gonna be honest with you. You got to realize, you know, it's so much that goes to a woman that a lot of men just don't even understand.
Shit, there's so much to go to a dude.
Yeah.
Because these niggas is grimy as fuck. Like, you
yeah,
know what I'm
I agree. But, it, you know, I can't speak on a man because I ain't a man.
Right.
So I can't imagine how a man would even be, because I'm not one and I'll never be one. So all I can do is speak on being a woman and knowing all the stuff we go through on a daily basis and all the emotions we have and just all of that. So yeah, I personally, I'm not quick to just befriend females. I'm just not. It takes a lot to get close to me for me to say this is my friend. And that's why over the years, I have had the same friends my whole life. Mm-hmm. Some I've met. The latest friends that I really became friends with was my senior year in high school. And that's when I got to meet Amina. And, yeah, Amina and Tanika. And really drew them in and said, these is my friends. All the rest of them, I have been friends with them since first and second grade and on up.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just not one to... Females are so sneaky. Females is too sneaky for me. So, I'm not one to, you know what I'm saying, just befriend motherfuckers like that. It takes a lot for me to grow a friendship with somebody. And the person that I've gotten close to in this short amount of time is, of course, Mari. Mm-hmm. She's the only one that I've let in. The only one that I've let in after all these years of being friends with the same people. So.
A lot of times, it's good to be friends with not folks that's necessarily on the same level as you, but like,
After a certain point in your life, they do need to be on the same level.
Yeah. Because
if not, why are you? If they're not on the same level as you, they're not on the same playing field. Then why? We don't have nothing in common.
Now, when I'm saying same level, and that's why I offset it like I did, because I don't think she's on the same level as you wholeheartedly, like, all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
But when you two talk, y'all have a lot in common.
Yeah, we have a lot in common. I feel like we have a lot in common because, for one, we're both Pisces. Our birthdays is right there. So I see similar things in her personality that I see in me. Mm-hmm. But the things that I see in her personality that I see in me was me when I was yet 20-something.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm almost 40 at this point. So I feel like now I've taken her under my wing. She's my little sister, and that's right. Why we're as close as we are.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because it really just blew me away, the things that I noticed about her. I'm like, wow, this was me.
Yeah.
In my early 20s, this is how I was, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, I've you know, me and her, we've gotten close and stuff, and I really do love her. I do. She's cool as fuck.
I think I felt the same way with little bruh, with Chris. I can't remember what the fuck his birthday is. I don't think that we close some birthdays with how we act. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to the same and shit. And I seen a lot of me in him.
Mm-hmm. I explained that to Mari too. I said, I don't let nobody get close to me. I said, so I really must like you. And she was cracking up.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. I mean, from what I know.
I don't know. And it's not even that I feel like I'm being mean or like I'm not capable of being friends with people, because I'm a very friendly person.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, but it's to a certain extent. It stops at a certain point. Like, you got to set boundaries.
Right.
You have to. So, for prime example, have you ever met somebody that you don't know, they don't know you, and they will run some shit down to you, and you be thinking, why is this person telling me this? This is a stranger.
Yeah, some crazy shit.
Never done that in my entire life, and I never will.
Yeah,
because I'm not going to say no shit to nobody, for one, that I don't know. For number two, I already have problems expressing how I feel and all that just to motherfuckers I do know. So, yeah, I'm definitely not about to tell this shit to a random. I done had people tell me some wild shit throughout the years, and it's people I don't know.
Hey, but see,
they will tell their business quick.
Hey, but see, this is a whole nother conversation. Who's to say that that's something detrimental to them? Like, something that might be something to us that I would never say, the next motherfucker might say that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, they don't give a fuck. That, you know what I'm saying?
They probably don't give a fuck. But me personally, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I mean, because they motherfuckers tell me their whole life story.
Yeah, they probably don't honor their business like how somebody else would.
Right, yeah, yeah. Either that or, two, shit, they done told this shit or so many people know about this shit already to where it's just like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or sometimes, maybe you too, you got to realize sometimes you're putting in people's life, if it ain't for a mere half an hour, for a reason.
For a reason.
Because maybe they don't have nobody to vent to. Yeah. And they needed to let that shit out so bad.
Right, that too.
That you got placed right there at the right time so that they can vent. I have looked at certain situations that way too. Like, maybe this motherfucker was about to explode.
Yeah.
And I was put here at the right time to listen to this person for them to say however they felt and get it off their chest. And maybe something I said back to them kept them here. Maybe stopped them
from right.
They
yeah.
could have about to kill themselves or something. Yeah. So I think about stuff like that too. But when you think about it, the shit is still wild.
It's still wild. Yeah, of course. It's still wild. It just be, you know, I'm pretty...
You just don't never know.
Some motherfuckers probably just don't care about certain shit. Yeah, like they probably don't.
And then, you know, you like got you people, said, like I said, walking around with a buildup. Yeah, like, just need to vent. I need to let this shit out now. And then, two, sometimes people pick strangers to tell stuff to because they feel like they're not going to be judged like they would by people they know in that level.
And it really don't even matter if this person judges me because I never see them again.
Yeah, I'm never going to see them again. So whatever they do happen to say back to me.
Right, they don't know me.
Oh, well.
Right.
I'll get to leave and walk away from this person and probably never lay eyes on them again. Right, so.
Hey, be fucked if you see them all the time after that. You the motherfucker who told me about like, oh, shit.
Right.
I don't never see you. What the hell you doing here? Well, all right. You told me. Like, damn. Yeah, you right. I don't know, man. All I know is the shit crazy. Everything, like, sometimes motherfuckers will spill they shit. They drop some shit on you, and you just be looking like, what the fuck?
Right, I don't even know. You just told me something.
You just choose me to tell me that shit. Like, what the hell? Yeah. And then you don't be knowing, you know, what to say back to them. Because for one, I don't know you.
So it does put you in an awkward position. Yeah, makes you feel weird.
Right. Like, I don't know you.
I know it's done made me feel weird.
But you
over
done just
years.
Said some shit to me. I got to say something back. Mm-hmm. But fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? But should they be looking for some words?
Yeah,
though?
They're looking for some kind
they
of.
They be looking for some words. Like, yeah. Because they just be engaged. Like, and you will say whatever the fuck you say. I done had some motherfuckers send me some shit. And I really get engaged with the story. I done had times where I done set adjusting myself and like, you know what I'm saying, basically tell me more. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I had some shit to
cause
tell
you
them.
Nosy.
Yeah. Nah, the shit just be so deep. Nosy. Nah, the shit used to be so deep. Like, motherfuckers would say some shit and I'd be like, whoa! You know what I mean? You just into it. Like, what the fuck? I mean, but if it's something crazy, you'll be fucked up not to be listening. Like, just think of somebody just tell you some, dropping some crazy shit on you, and you ignoring their ass on your cell phone and shit. They be like, damn. I mean, of course, if you don't know them, you know, what the fuck, but at the same time, I know they just be like, damn, I just told this motherfucker some shit, he ain't paying me no attention and shit. Like,
man, that happens. I done did that to somebody, though. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know to this day if it was something that was really, really deep or if it was just hearsay, just chit-chatting, whatever. But I don't even know you. I'm doing whatever I'm doing and you're choosing to still talk.
Right. And keep going.
So continue to talk if that's what you want to do. But I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing. Maybe that was a little rude.
It probably
would. I don't know. But still, if you see me doing something, why are you talking? So you're being rude to me. I mean, you see what I'm saying? So that can go both ways. I can say, well, why are you? You see that I'm busy. So if I'm not giving you my attention, then you're begging to be ignored.
Okay.
Goes both ways, I guess.
Go both ways.
Yeah. Because, you know, some people keep, they'll see you doing some shit and they'll continue to talk. They
keep talking, yeah.
Like, you see I'm busy, but if you want to stand here and continue to keep jabbing, then hey, that's on you. But I can't really tell you nothing, repeat nothing you just said.
Was that the situation? I mean, was that the case in this situation?
When?
With you. And the person that was talking that you was ignoring, was that the case?
No, that has happened to me once before. That's what I said.
So, you know, I'm saying like you was doing some shit and they just kept talking to you so you weren't paying them no attention because you was too busy doing whatever you were doing.
Yeah, I'm telling you that, yes, that's happened to me before.
Okay, I'm just making sure that you was busy and all that too, or if you just didn't want to just listen to them.
No, I was really busy.
Oh, okay.
And they kept right on talking. I probably said a few words, but the person approached me and I was already busy.
Doing some shit, yeah.
And I might have said, oh, that's deep, or you know how I
right,
am.
Right.
But I'm not gonna really engage in that. I really wasn't engaged in that conversation because you're coming to me as I'm already doing something. So I think maybe the part where I could have possibly been rude is because I didn't stop doing what I was doing to give them my uninvited attention. But I didn't probably felt like I had to because I don't know you.
Ah, and it was a motherfucker that you didn't know?
Yeah, I didn't even know him. This is when I worked at, when we was out there working at Dove.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a random motherfucker just, you know how people be at work just talking and shit. Okay. I probably did say a few words, but I ain't busy. You just wanting to talk. I don't even know you, so yeah, I kept on doing what I was doing. And eventually, I feel like...
They just walked off.
Yeah, she walked off.
That's fucked up. Hey, that's crazy.
Yeah, this is when we was doing the... This is when the side where the we was patting the bag. The bags of salad, as they was coming down and fill up with salad, seal them. We was patting them to make sure, like, wasn't no holes or nothing.
Right.
And so that's what our job was. I'm busy patting. I'm checking the seals and shit. Here she come wanting to
talk to you.
And I probably was like, okay, or what, a few words, but I'm patting bags of salad. I can't. Yeah, I can't engage with you right now. Like, what you had to say that.
I'm patting bags of salad. Get your salad bag patting ass.
Yeah, because then, you know, I probably felt like at the time, for one, this is a person I don't know. I don't know what I was going through that day. I probably just didn't want to be bothered.
It don't matter, babe. The person you ain't know, fuck it.
Yeah, ain't no telling.
Fuck them.
Because there's them been people that I have engaged with. So, I mean, it just probably depends on too.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's about how you feeling at the moment. Shit, for real. Because, you know, like you said, I done had motherfuckers come, like, for instance, at work. I done had to train motherfuckers. But I done warned them. And here be my thing. I warn people.
Mm-hmm.
I tell a lot of people, look, bro, what you get today, you might not get tomorrow about me. What you mean? I'm talking right now. We talked about all kind of shit.
Better not had it been me.
But tomorrow, you know, I done told niggas, I promise I got on everything. I done told what's wrong?
My leg. Go ahead.
But I was like, shit, tomorrow, I might not say a word to you.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the zone. You feel me? Or I might be thinking about some shit or might be going through some shit. But, bruh, don't trip. Just leave me the fuck alone. If you say I ain't talking to you, don't, bruh, don't take the shit personal. But they'll still take the shit personal. I'll be like, man, what the fuck? I mean, I don't know, man.
I know. I see what you're saying.
I mean, but I know my flip-floppy is day to night. You know, so my shit ain't from day to afternoon or from red to motherfucking maroon or from black to even gray. My shit is from like from green to yellow. Like my shit a change so fucking. And I be telling motherfuckers though,
you
like.
You just haven't been diagnosed, but you're bipolar.
Babe, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. It's okay.
I'm not bipolar. But I just be telling motherfuckers, man, just because I'm like this today don't mean I'm going to be like this tomorrow.
Yeah, one second you're hot, the next you're cold. But it takes people to get to know you to know that. It does. Look at all the years we done been together. It done took you a long time for certain people to understand you. Mm. Because a lot of them probably felt like, how is she with him? Look at their personalities. Because we don't have the same personalities at all.
Oh, no, we don't.
We're night and day. Super. So they're probably like, how does she deal with Fred?
Yeah, we super night and day.
Yeah, they would probably be thinking that. But see, they don't know you the way I do.
Hey, because your ass be, well, babe, just don't worry about it. We just going to. Babe, listen, I'm about to go say something. Like, shit, you got me fucked up. I'm about to go say something. Woo, woo, woo. Well, babe, just don't.
Yeah, we ain't gonna worry about it.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, they don't. What they realize is that. People don't be realizing is that when you got people in relationships that are the total opposite, is because we picking up on each other's strengths and each other's weaknesses.
Right.
And that's what mashes us together. Mm-hmm. You're helping with some of my weaknesses. I help with some of your weaknesses. You help with some of my strengths. I help with some of your strengths. So where each other is lacking, the other person is filling it in on all levels. And that's what makes us level out. And that's what makes us be compatible.
Right.
But a lot of people from the outside don't understand certain shit. So when you're just on the outside looking in, you're looking at this as an odd-ass couple. But in reality, we're really not.
And then, in reality, make it make sense. Because what's two mean motherfuckers? Or what's two extra nice passive motherfuckers? But we be getting ran all over.
That's what I said by strengths and weaknesses.
If
that's
what
I mean.
Was too extra passive, it's okay. Oh, man, we wouldn't have shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's all good. Take my TV. I'll get another one. Oh, no. Fuck that shit. Put my goddamn shit down. What the fuck you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But then two mean motherfuckers, people ain't going to want to be around. I mean, because you ease my mind a lot of times, and you make me easy on shit, and then a lot of times I make you recognize shit. But then, what be fucking people up, it can flip around.
We're each other's come to each other's storm.
Yeah, I mean, because it can flip around, too. Because
you know what certain things that I get pushed on when you know you need to step in.
Yeah.
I know my wife's about to flip out.
Right.
Now, it's my turn. To step in because I know where her boiling point is at.
Yeah. And sometimes shit.
So you step in and you calm me down. I know when you get revved up. So I know when I need to intervene. Mm-hmm. Just like when the situation, when you and cuz got into it. I knew when to step the fuck in. This is my husband.
Right.
I know how he is. And guess what? I've been her cousin our whole entire motherfucking life. So I know both of them like the back of my hand. Right. I know when to step in this shit, and I know when to let it ride. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me what to do when it comes to my husband, because I know how he operates. I stepped in right when I was supposed to, because I felt like if I hadn't made it a bigger scene, a bigger deal, it would have been a whole different scenario outcome than what it was. I knew when to step in. I knew how to calm the shit down. And what happened? It calmed down. You went right back to DJing. She got in the car and she went her ass back to Columbus. Mm-hmm. I knew what to do. Everybody ran. You need to do. Don't tell me what the fuck to do when it comes to my husband. Because I already know what to do. Worry about your man. Oh, I forgot you don't have a man.
Plus, I wasn't even mad no goddamn way, for real.
I know.
I was about to say, of course, I'm about to say, of course, you know
they that. They don't know that.
Yeah, I was just being an asshole right
you
back.
You was just being an asshole back. You a bitch, all you were, you a bitch.
Right,
he's just being an asshole right now because she's mad. So, fuck it. I'm going to ride this wave with her. That's right, what they said. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Let me ride the roller coaster with her because I already know.
I wasn't close to being mad at all. Like, not even a smidget.
Honey, you don't got to tell me that. Look.
Not even when the shit happened in the front. I was still wasn't mad. Like, I was like, what? Yeah.
You said, fuck it, I'm going to be petty right now.
Right, right. And I was even telling
you. And I'm really going to be petty because guess what? This is my house and I can be petty.
Type shit, yeah.
Yeah, I already knew. Tyler, you need a girl, have a seat. I know what to do.
Right. Because I ain't own shit.
I know what to do.
I definitely ain't knowing shit. I'm just gonna.
And
try
so
that
I ain't got to keep on hearing all this screaming. Let me make sure she gets put on in the car and head on back home, so we can continue kicking.
Right. Hey, cause after that the party jumped.
Remember? Yeah, it kept right on going like it never even happened.
That motherfucker got to jumping after that shit. Cause then that's when Son and them got to acting a motherfucking fool. Whatever. Hey, every song I played. Shit.
They was on it.
Hey, that motherfucker was loud.
They still wanted you to keep going. Man. Remember, we end up tapping out. Like, We're going to bed on y'all, man.
Right.
It's our, what was it, like 3 o'clock in the morning,
hell
I think?
Hell yeah. They ass was still on it. Wasn't no shootings.
Look, wasn't no shooting.
We ain't have to worry about nobody coming past, shooting up shit or no bullshit like that.
They had
for sure.
Good old time. The only thing it was a, maybe everybody was a little drunk, but it don't matter because they all 21. Couldn't no parents be contacting us saying nothing.
Everybody got home safe. Wasn't no shootings. Wasn't nobody think about no shootings. Nothing. Which is extra grown folks arguing. And I say extra grown because we extra grown. We old. We ain't extra, but we extra. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Well, that's it. We motherfucking partying. We had a good time, goddamn it.
Everything that we've ever had here.
It was
has
never
been
no bullshit.
Peaceful.
Yeah, it has.
Everything that we've ever had. And we've been having events for a long time now. We never had nothing happen. Besides that one argument. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't even consider that no real argument. Because like you said, you were just irritating. Since she wanted to get on some dumb shit.
Right.
You said, fuck it, I'm going to irritate her back.
Right, I'm going to irritate her ass right back and talk shit. Oh, you got it.
I mean, they might have felt like you was upset, but I knew you was not. I knew you wasn't. You just been, you want to go there? Now let me go ahead and really burn you the fuck up real quick. That's the kind of attitude you had that night. Because when you made no way, if you was really mad, you wouldn't have went back to DJing.
Hell
if
no.
You was really burnt the fuck up. You'd have kept going on and on and on. Because it takes a while to calm you down once you really is mad.
And I wouldn't have tried to stay away from... Babe, I would have ran around the car from her. If she would have started chasing me, I would have started running around the car. Like, ha, look at you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, little stupid shit like that. Because I wouldn't... Man, listen. That shit was goofy. Put your ass on some.
Yeah, because remember, you was shocked when you was like...
Right, like, what the fuck?
Like, what's going on?
Right.
And then that's probably when you was like, well, you know what? Because you still was ignoring.
Yeah.
Till she just get revved up. Then you was like, fuck it, I'll just go ahead and entertain her then real quick.
Right, yeah. I probably heard
and she realized that, too. That's why she ended up apologizing. Like, damn, I was drunk and I was being an asshole. Let me go ahead and say sorry.
Hey, tripping.
And everything been cool ever since.
Ever since. But sometimes you got to put motherfuckers in their place. And that goes to that shit, man. You nip shit in the bud in the beginning, you will not have no problems in the future. But if you continue to let shit go, you continue to let motherfuckers fuck over you, talk shit. And shout out to J1. I'm like him when he said, it doesn't matter what your status is, what type of anything that you hold, I don't give a fuck if you a boss or fucking supervisor, whatever the fuck the case may be, you gonna respect me. You talk crazy to me, I'm gonna talk crazy back to who's you J1? Like you get. Jadakiss, huh?
Oh, I'm like, who the fuck is this?
I say shout out because you know I'm recording.
Man, we ain't shot nobody out. We just talking.
In a minute. I know. But I'm just saying.
Though,
I'm...
Shout out to J1.
You mad?
No, because that was lame as fuck. Talking about some shout out to J1.
Because I'm commenting on what the motherfucker said. Like,
but he don't get no shout out.
They don't even know what the... Wait, regardless of the fact, what I'm saying is...
I know what you
said,
honey. I just had to fuck with you.
Right. You want to pop shit. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, goddamn. Just let me talk. Goddamn.
Shout out to J1.
Look, anyway.
And Q.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
anyway. But for real.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's... Hey, I've been a firm believer of that shit. And, you know, I don't be caring who the fuck a person is. I just get a job, been working there, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. If you talking crazy, you best believe your boy coming back. You got me fucked up.
Right. Babe, I just noticed that them cans got a chihuahua on it.
Did it? Yeah, that's handsome. With some glasses. That boy styling. You late. I'm fucked up.
I knew you was buzzing. How many you done drunk?
Man, why are you trying to put a nigga on Front Street?
Like I ain't that? Trying to. No, you put me on Front Street. I didn't even know I was being recorded.
Well, I drunk too.
Okay, cool.
All right. But you worried?
I ain't worried.
Big worried.
Drink 10 of them. I don't
ain't
care.
That what they be saying? Big worried or some shit. What? Oh. What? Because it's turning red?
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes off after an hour. Unless you stop it and, you know, start it back on.
Well, we through anyway.
Yeah, we done.
Through with a conversation, a recording, an episode.
I guess it's the episode.
I guess. If that's what hell, it gotta be one now, shit.
I guess so. Let's talk about it. Episode, whatever the fuck. I don't even know. We ain't even paid this shit no attention.
I don't know what it is. What? Is it 40 yet?
Nah, we ain't 40.
Or 39.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Who knows? But anyway, this is Queen.
And this is DJ Knowledge Guy. With another episode, let's talk about it.
A sneak episode, y'all. I guess it's one of the best ones since it was a sneak one.
Can't say that. The best ones well, were some yeah. of them early joints.
Yeah. But this was still a good one.
I'm pretty sure, like, all the old fans want us to get back to the skits. And the, you
yeah,
know what
we
I'm saying?
Do some skits.
I know y'all do. And the reason why I say that is because when I was a fan of the Combat Jack show, the early shits, I used to want them niggas to get back on that shit. But after a while, motherfuckers be like, ah, they ain't got to do it no more. But don't think that's us. You know what I'm saying? We going to get back to our skits and our all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I know, personally, I know what brung the motherfucking crowd here. So I'm not going to never stray away from that shit.
Babe, wrap it up.
Okay. Because I'm fucked up.
Yeah, and I want to fuck.
Look at her. She wasted. And she ain't even drinking. She serious? Hell no. All right, y'all, we gone. She trying to do the nasty. You trying to do nasty.
Babe, end it.
You trying to do the nasty. Say you trying to do nasty, I end it.
No, I just said I wanted to fuck.
Say, do the nasty. Say it. Babe, say it. Say, do the nasty.
No, honey.
And I got to pee, too, so say it.
No, I'm not going to say it. I said I want...
I got to piss.
Babe, I said I want to fuck.
Ooh, say it. I got to do the nasty. Hurry up. Say it. Babe, say it real quick.
No.
Babe, I got to piss.
Go use the bathroom.
I got to do the nasty. 57 seconds. Say it, babe. You ain't gonna say it.
No.
All right, y'all. Let's talk about it. DJ Knowledge gotta holler at y'all. Peace.
The Cameron Experience.
Let's Talk About It was produced by none other than your boy, Frederick Cameron. Executive produced by Amber Cameron. Engineered by Frederick Cameron. And recorded in the King's Dungeon, somewhere in Ohio. This is an official Cameron Experience Network. Yeah.